B-Pod Studios.
Hello, hello. This is Darian of DJP, and I have with me...
I'm the J, I'm Josh.
And I'm the P, I'm Preston.
And today, guys, we're going to be talking about car troubles.
Oh, God, don't let
me. Ever been there?
Oh, God, don't even start, Darian.
We're going to get into this, okay?
This is what's happening. This might take Preston over, because he's already discussed with us some problems that he's had with his car. So we're going to tread lightly. We're not going to put him in tears.
Oh, God. I've already been in tears this week. So, I mean, okay, where do you want to start?
Maybe you should start, yeah.
Yeah, maybe you should start, Josh, or whatever.
Okay. Well, you had some car troubles, like, today, didn't you? You were telling me about that before.
Yeah, so it was perfectly fine in the morning. I picked my brother up from football practice, and then we were about to head out to dinner for just me and my brothers. Then next thing I know, my car wouldn't start. So I'm like, okay. We tried jumping the car, and that didn't work. We tried cleaning the cables. That doesn't work. And it's either something wrong with the engine or a new battery. Hopefully it's a new battery, but... If it's the engine,
that's the cheapest thing, right?
Maybe a tire is at the cheapest, which that's another story.
Why would the car not start? Because of his tires?
Oh no! That's a different story.
That's what you said. Oh, it's
yeah, it's a different story.
Okay,
Josh.
That's my bad.
Look, he's got a lot of car problems.
I hear you.
Oh no, Darian was there when I have another story. We were in class, and this was when my godson was about to be born. Avery Theo Vasude Brooker, Uncle Preston loves you if you're listening
to
this. And I was in and out of the hospital all day. Like, I told Josh, my best friend, I'm like, hey,
thank you.
Yeah. he's a little bit darker than you, but it's okay.
Not that, Josh.
I told him I need to head to class, and I'm in class. Next thing I know, I get a call saying, hey, her water just broke. You need to come here now. And I'm like, oh, my God. Okay. So I told George I had to leave. And next thing I know, my car wouldn't start. And I'm just like, not today. This is the most important day of my life, even though it's not my kid. But it's the most important day. And luckily, it was a cable problem. I happened to fix it, and it was ready to go. And I made it there to see him get birth. Love you, Avery. Uncle Preston, love you.
That's nice. At least it worked out, though.
No, but Darian saw the look. What was my look on my face?
He looked terrified.
So you were there when this happened.
Yeah, the whole class was outside at the time.
Oh, okay,
I was worried for my life. I'm like, I am not missing the birth of my nephew. I'm not missing it at all.
Yeah. That's a pretty special moment.
It was a special moment. It was. But another story, I was driving to Beasley this one morning, and the next thing I know, I hear a ka-thunk from a tire. Next thing I know, I hear scraping, and literally my tire was shredded. So I was on I-77. By the way, it's dangerous to change a tire on a highway. I've learned that from personal experience. 4 o'clock in the morning.
You learned that the hard way.
Oh, my God. They were talking about Manny Manchin.
Something you just got to learn.
Manny Roy were mentioning it on the radio, and I'm just like, oh, God. Like,
do you really need to learn not to touch the stove? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Like, it was scary. I'm changing the tire. Next thing I know, an 18-wheeler just comes flying by, and I'm just like, okay. I don't know what to do.
And the backdrop is we're having our final live taping for the class, and Preston is the only one we're waiting for, okay?
Ooh, okay.
And everybody has a role, and Preston's the anchor. So, of course, we got to wait until he gets there.
I'm the talent. I had to arrive. I was fashionably late.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
You showed up looking nice, but
I showed up. Well, here's the funny thing. I forgot my suit that day, so I changed the tire, went all the way back home, all the way back to the class, got my suit on and everything, and I was just happy I wasn't wearing my suit to the radio station and had to change the tire. That And it was raining at that time, so it was just...
Of course it was. I mean...
Yeah.
It's just my bad luck.
Just the icing on the cake.
Oh, God. It was just terrible.
But what about the times when you know something is wrong with your car? Because you drive it, right? So you know something's not feeling right. But you just wait. Like, I'm not going to go. I'm going to wait. Maybe that's just in my head.
Hold on. I think I get what you're saying. We're like... You're driving it and you're like, something's weird.
Yeah,
and
something then like, feels funny. Yeah.
And then it stops. And you're like, I guess it's gone.
Yeah,
I guess it fixed
that's
itself.
Me all the time. Next thing I know, hey, there's an electrical problem. There's a tire not missing. And my car's a 2007 Honda Accord. That's my baby. I mean, but it's been through the ringer. It's about time for a new car, I think. There's so much wrong with that car. It's like the fabric of the ceiling of the car is draping off,
and oh my goodness,
I mean my seat is like ripped. I mean on the passenger side, where you like can lean back, scoot forward.
You haven't been taking care of your baby.
You haven't been feeding it, bathing it,
right?
When you have
some love.
I mean, if I had, if I didn't have $0 in the bank right now, I would definitely give it some love. But it's hard.
It
takes money to love a vehicle. I'm telling you right now, my buddy Dalton spends about maybe $100, $200 a week on this car, on this truck. Getting it waxed, wash every week.
Oh, my goodness.
A week. Again, like...
And well, that's just a truck guy for you, though.
Well, I hang out in Mount Pleasant. All I see is trucks. So, me and Josh are the only people in our friend group that have a car.
Wow.
Well, Brandon, too. But Brandon's car is something else, but...
It's a beater.
It's a Civic. It's a nice car. It's just... He had a flat tire, and he put the spare on it, and I told him, I'm like, dude, you need to get a tire as soon as possible. And he has a good job. I don't understand but he has other stuff. But shout out to Brandon. I love you, man. Shout out to the Serpents in general. I love each and every one of you.
I got a story for y'all.
Okay, oh God. Let's hear it.
Okay, so I go to school at Appalachian. I think y'all know that.
Yeah.
I'm driving up there. I went home for the weekend, and I'm driving back. And... I'm not going to lie, I was on my phone. But I wasn't texting. Don't text and drive. Wasn't texting.
Don't
I
do
was,
that.
I was like listening to like YouTube videos, like podcasts and stuff like that. And I just looked down to like pick the next video to like listen to. And I look up and I see this moon crater of a pothole.
Oh my
like,
goodness.
You see a pothole, but it's too late. I literally like clenched up and closed my eyes
and prayed to God
to like embrace it. And then I hit the pothole. And it's my front right tire.
Ooh.
And I hit the pothole and the pothole was so deep the bottom of my car hit the ground.
Are you serious?
Oh my
I'm not kidding. You.
Was it on the side of a mountain?
Not quite there yet.
Oh, we weren't even down the side of the mountain yet.
But I hit the pothole. And then instantly the tire's like, it's not good. I know something's wrong.
Goodness.
The like warning pops up on my little icon thing. So I pull over on the side of the road and I get out and I look at it and it's popped. Like it's like someone ripped it in half. It's bad. So this is when I'm like kind of panicking. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't know where I am really. Like just driving back and forth from Boone to Charlotte is like so routine to me. I don't know the street names or anything like that.
It's like a pattern. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know what you're saying.
Exactly. And it's at this point I realize my car does not have a spare tire.
Oh,
like I'm like
man.
Digging through the trunk and I'm like, where is it? Where is it? And I'm freaking out. So I call my mom, and she gives me, like, the AAA number, and I call the AAA people. And, you know, I'm, like, trying to Google where I am, trying to find out. Eventually, they show up, and this guy, he somehow wanted to be there less than I did. He's like, what'd you do? And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to inconvenience you, sir.
He probably saw the destination was like, great.
Maybe.
Halfway up a mountain in the snow. Like, I do not want to be here right now.
Yeah. Yeah. He was not happy. But he brought one of those like tow trucks where you like actually pull the car up on it, you know, right. like all the way. Mm-hmm. And he like ties the ropes and chains and whatnot to the front of my car. And he's going up to the machine to like tow it. And I said, you want me to put it in neutral? And he's like, no, not yet. And then he like messes with the chains a little more. And then he just starts pulling the car. And my car's still in park. So now it like starts dragging the car. And then he like looks at me with this like look of disdain. And he's like, put it in neutral, please. And I'm like, dude, what?
Didn't you just, I just
like
asked
you. 5 seconds earlier.
Five seconds ago. Earlier.
So you're cringing because you're like, oh my God, now he's tearing up my car.
That's not even the worst part. Because then I'm like, okay. And I put the from park to neutral. And it sounds like someone did a shotgun blast on my transmission. Because, it's pulling the car on, like, to the brakes, you
right.
know. And then, like, changing that from park to neutral completely, like, relieved the pressure. And it sounded so bad. And then he pulls my car up on the thing. And it's just, he has to drive me to Boone, which is, it's about another hour.
Oh, my goodness.
And we're just dead silent the whole way there.
Oh, God. I bet you that was awkward.
Yeah. And my phone was dead from, like, all the Googling and stuff and whatnot.
Oh, no.
So
I was just, like, sitting there.
man.
Just, like, hoping he didn't take me off the road somewhere and murder me or something, you know?
Darren, do you have any car problems that you had?
You know what? I'm married, so I call my husband like that.
Your husband's AAA?
Yeah. Triple X, yeah.
Triple X?
yeah, this is what's going on.
Oh, no.
So he's my Superman, so he'll come and do what needs to be done or get me help or whatever. So he's my first call if I have any car problems. And because we have two cars, the one black car I drive all the time. So
it's a nice car.
It's funny because, like, on the weekends, we'll ride together and we're in the black car. And if he drives, he's like, did you hear that? What have you done to this car? What's going on? I'm like, what? What's wrong? I don't feel anything different. But it's like, a lot of times when he gets in the car, he can tell, okay, something is wrong. You need power steering fluid. This
oh, yeah,
doesn't
that's
feel
my dad.
Right. It's going off to the right. It's going on.
My dad's,
does that mean something's wrong?
Yeah, my dad's the same way. He comes in the car. He's like, okay, something's wrong. You need this, this, and this. I'm like, hey, okay, Dad, who's going to pay for it? Like, I only get about maybe $200 a week. Like, I give half of it to you.
Repairs are expensive. They really are.
Yeah, I think, and that's why, to touch on what you said earlier, where we hear something or something's wrong with the car.
We'll dismiss it, right?
We're just like, it's not that bad. Because, like, I'm not going to go to get it checked out.
Yeah.
Because that in of itself costs money.
That's like, I have heard noises in the black car, and I'll take it to the dealership, which we know is more expensive. But I have a comfort level knowing that if anything is wrong after they repair it, then I know that they're going to make it right. So that's my comfort level. Okay, you pay the extra for the peace of mind. So they're like, yeah, it'll be $75 just for us to look at it. But if you get it repaired, we'll put that $75 towards whatever it is to fix it. I'm like, but it's $500 to get it fixed. That ain't
oh,
really.
Oh, no. I go to a family mechanic, Full Service Auto. It's not sponsored. This podcast is not sponsored, but I'm doing a lot of promos. What am I doing? But
You did that last time.
I know.
Yeah.
put me on the promotions team. Thank you, Kiss 95. But I take mine to the family mechanic. I have to take it again today to Danny's. And he literally, I know mechanic scams are a thing, but this guy is the real deal. Like he.
Oh, that's good.
Other companies go to Danny to figure out what the problem is. Like AutoZone and Pep Boys and a couple other car companies go to him to figure out what the problem is. That's how good he is.
That's good.
That's what I need to do. I need to make friends with a mechanic so I can be like, hey, bud, my car's messed up. Will you come will you come help me out? And then he'll give me a real estimate, you know. He's right. Not gonna scam me.
Right.
So
yeah, that's my goal. Everybody needs that one good mechanic friend that you can really trust.
They just need a one good friend in every field.
Yeah, to be real honest.
I need a plumber friend.
I have a sheriff friend that's Dalton, thank God. I mean, I have a mechanic friend. I mean, I have a bunch
you
of
You need
other.
A friend that can cook?
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
I Postmate, so it's okay. I can cook. I just have Postmate do it for
me. Okay. Well, guys, I think that kind of wraps it up for today. Car troubles, it's a real thing, and we all experience it, right?
And mechanic scams, too. Don't forget about those. Go to Full Service Auto if you need a good mechanic. Trust me.
Stop doing it. We're going to have to edit this out.
Hey, man, I'm just helping out the community. That's what
I do. He's trying to keep that mechanic discount.
Oh, that too.
He's like, right. Hey, I got you.
I sponsored you, buddy.
Right. I sponsored
exactly. you,
buddy. Any discounts?
What we'll edit this out. Just edit.
All right. Thanks, guys, for listening. This is Darian from DJP.
This is Josh from DJP.
And this is Preston from DJP.
Till next time.
Peace.